Imagine a hidden Achilles heel, right in the heart of our digital world. Not the code, not the data, but in the actual physical machines, keeping it all alive. We're talking about something maybe less obvious than a data breach, but potentially way more disruptive. What if the biggest threat isn't some hacker stealing information, but someone just shutting off the air conditioning in a data center? Today, we're pulling back the curtain on this. We're diving deep into the critical, often kind of overlooked world of operational technology, OT security in data centers. Our mission is really to unpack recent research, look at real-world incidents, and the strategies being used now to protect these physical systems, the ones that, well, keep our digital lives running.
Yeah, exactly. And our goal for this deep dive is basically to pull out the most important nuggets from recent reports, recent analyses. We want to help you understand why these hidden systems are suddenly, you know, right on the front line of cybersecurity. We'll be looking at stuff from the Uptime Institute, Dragos, other industry analyses, global surveys, try and give you that full picture of what's happening and why it matters.
Okay, so before we get into the incidents and the risks, let's just ground ourselves a bit. When we talk about these OT systems, these hidden systems, What are we actually picturing inside a typical data center?
Right. These are really the unsung heroes, aren't they? We're talking building management systems, BMS controlling things like HVAC, the cooling, absolutely vital. Also uninterruptible power supplies, UPS, fire suppression systems, and even physical security itself, cameras, door access controls, all that stuff that keeps the servers physically safe and running optimally.
Okay, so the things that stop the place from overheating or catching fire. Essentially.
Pretty much. And historically, the misconception was that these systems were totally isolated, you know, air-gapped. Mm. They just weren't built with security in mind. Not robust cybersecurity anyway. Managed by different teams, often facility guys, not IT security.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's been this massive shift, the convergence of IT networks and OT networks, driven by wanting remote monitoring, better efficiency. It's completely eroded that isolation. So the attack surface, it just exploded.
And this isn't just about finding new software. Bugs then?
No, it's more fundamental. It's redefining critical infrastructure for cyber. It's where digital threats have direct physical consequences. And threat actors, well, they've noticed, cyber criminals, state-sponsored groups, they're increasingly looking at these physical OT systems, power, cooling, industrial controls.
And what makes attacking these OT systems so different? Why is it maybe more concerning than, say, a typical IT breach?
Well, think about it. With an IT breach, you can often restore data from a backup, right? It's painful, but doable. You can't just restore a chiller from backup if it's been sabotaged via a cyber attack. Or a generator. We're talking potential physical damage. Long-term facility shutdowns.
Okay, so the recovery is totally different. It's not about data, it's about getting the physical plant running again.
Precisely. Which could mean catastrophic downtime, affecting potentially thousands of customers who rely on that data center. It really changes the game for incident response.
And this isn't just hypothetical fear-mongering. Is there evidence this is actually happening or a growing concern?
Oh, absolutely. The Uptime Institute, they've put out some compelling numbers. They found cyber attacks were behind up to 20%. 20%. Of data center outages linked to IT or network issues. Mm. And it's rising. They specifically warn attackers are moving beyond just IT. They're targeting that critical OT infrastructure.
Wow. And we've seen examples of physical disruptions causing chaos, even without a cyber attack involved, haven't we?
We have. Those can be really instructive. Remember August 2023, lightning strike in Australia caused a power sag, knocked out chiller systems at Microsoft Azure data centers, forced a 12-hour server shutdown just from a power dip.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
And wasn't there something similar in Singapore?
Yeah, October 2023. An Equinix facility. Cooling system failure there overheated parts of the site. Took critical banking services offline for hours. 2.5 million ATM and payment transactions failed.
2.5 million. Just because the cooling failed.
Exactly. So those are accidents. But like you said, it highlights the potential impact. And firms like Dragos, who specialize in OT security, they point out that a skilled attacker could intentionally cause similar outcomes.
Intentionally trigger that kind of meltdown. How?
Well, Dragos says some threat groups already have the capability to manipulate common data center OT protocols. There was evidence in some leaked Iranian documents, apparently, and known malware like the Pipedream Toolkit. That toolkit specifically had modules, OPC UA modules, designed for building management systems. The intent is clearly there.
Okay, so the tools and the know-how exist. What about access? Are these systems easy to get into?
Disturbingly so, in some cases. Cyber Labs did a scan back in 2022. They found over 20,000 data center OT systems exposed directly online.
20,000. Exposed. What kind of systems?
Things like DCIM software, that's data center infrastructure management, cooling controllers, power monitors, just sitting there, visible on the internet.
Wow. It's great.
Not great is an understatement. And UPS units, the backup power, identified as a real Achilles heel. CISA warned about this in 2022, default passwords being exploited. Attackers were actively scanning for these vulnerable UPS devices and accessing them.
Default passwords, it always comes back to the basics, doesn't it?
It often does. And then you've got the whole supply chain issue. Third-party risks. Gartner reckons almost half, 45% of organizations will face a software supply chain attack by 2025.
Meaning the equipment could be compromised before it even gets installed.
Precisely, like power meters, maybe even security cameras. Compromise at the source. Plus, think about vendors needing remote access to maintain the BMS or the cooling systems. If that access isn't secured properly, bam, it's a beachhead for attackers.
Literally air gap.
Yeah, the Uptime Institute found true air gaps are pretty rare now. Nearly half of data centers stream OT sensor data out, usually to IT systems or the cloud for analysis, which makes sense. But if it's misconfigured, that's a potential pathway back in. So yeah, that comforting idea of total isolation, mostly gone.
Okay, this paints a pretty worrying picture. Vulnerable systems, potential for physical damage, attackers actively looking. So what are data centers actually doing about it? Are they stepping up?
They are. The industry is definitely moving towards more proactive defenses. The mantra is layered, defense in depth. It really starts with the network architecture itself, going back to basics like the Purdue model for ICS networks.
Right. Segmentation, keeping things separate.
Exactly. Keep the building controls on isolated networks, separate VLANs, or even physically separate networks. Strict firewall rules. No direct internet access for the BMS if you can possibly avoid it.
But you just said data needs to flow out for monitoring.
Right. And that's where more advanced segmentation comes in. Things like unidirectional gateways or data diodes. These are hardware devices. They physically let data flow out. Telemetry, sensor readings, but nothing can flow back in.
Like a one-way valve for data.
Pretty much. A lot of colocation and enterprise data centers are adopting these now. And for that remote access piece, much stricter controls. Using things like jump hosts in a secure zone, a DMZ. Requiring multi-factor authentication, MFA. Time-limited access approvals, it's getting locked down. In fact, Uptime noted only about 1 in 8 data centers allowed any remote control over OT in 2023. Monitoring is one thing, control is another.
So limiting the hands-on remote access significantly.
Definitely. And embracing zero trust principles for OT. Treating that BMS network, as one CEO put it, like it's an internet of its own. Assume it's hostile, verify everything.
Okay, so prevention is key. What about detection if someone does get in?
That's the next layer. Deploying OT-specific threat detection tools. You've got vendors like Nozomi Networks, Dragos, Armis. These tools passively watch the network traffic on the OT side. They learn what's normal and then alert on anything weird, any anomalies. Early warning.
And what about like physical fail-safes?
Absolutely crucial. Don't forget the mechanical safety controls. Pressure relief valves on chillers, governors on generators, these are engineering controls designed to limit damage even if the digital commands go haywire, whether by accident or malice, a physical backstop.
So even if the cyber defenses fail, the machine might protect itself.
To an extent, yes. It limits the worst case scenario. Wow. And then there's incident response planning. Data centers are updating their IR plans specifically for OT scenarios, like what do we do if malware takes out the cooling? They're running tabletop exercises. Dragos really pushes this. Every industrial operator needs an ICS-specific IR plan.
Makes sense. You need a different playbook for a physical system failure.
Totally. And feeding those OT alerts we mentioned into their main security monitoring systems, the SIEM platforms, that helps correlate events, maybe unusual network traffic on the BMS and a weird login attempt on the IT side, that paints a clearer picture.
Got it. So better prevention, better detection, better response planning. What about just basic security hygiene on the OT devices themselves?
Still fundamental. Patching and hardening. This is a big focus now. Organizations are really trying to improve that cyber hygiene on the facility side. Regular vulnerability scanning of the OT network. Applying firmware updates. The goal, increasingly, is to get OT patching on a similar cadence to IT systems. That's a huge culture shift.
From if it ain't broke, don't touch it, to proactive maintenance.
Exactly. And hardening measures, too. Simple stuff, but vital. Disabling unused network services on devices. Changing all the default passwords, that UPS lesson learned the hard way. enabling encryption where possible on OT communications, implementing MFA for logging into the BMS, basic blocking and tackling, but for OT.
And you mentioned insurance underwriters are now asking about this.
Yes, that's a significant driver. Plus, more third-party audits are specifically scrutinizing the critical environment's security posture. It's becoming part of due diligence.
Okay, one more connection. Physical security systems themselves, the cameras, the door locks, they're networked now too, right? So they're also vulnerable.
That's a key point. An attacker disabling security cameras or overriding access controls could clear the way for a physical intrusion. The lines are really blurring.
So physical security and cybersecurity can't live in separate silos anymore.
They really can't. And we're seeing a trend of converging those teams, merging the functions, or at least establishing much stronger communication channels. Digital Realty, for example, talks about protecting physical and cyber systems in a unified way. Alarms triggered by someone tampering with a server rack might alert the cyber team. And vice versa. It has to be holistic.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we've covered the risks, the technical defenses. What's pushing the money flow? Why have the big focus and investment now?
Well, it really boils down to business drivers and increasingly regulatory pressure. On the business side, data center operators, especially maybe the non-hyperscalers, are definitely investing in new OT security solutions. Network monitoring tools, asset discovery systems, anomaly detection, often looking for integrated platforms to manage it all rather than lots of separate tools.
Makes sense. Simplify the management.
Yeah. And there's this fascinating new area, cyber risk quantification for physical stuff. Companies like Dynexis, they actually model the financial impact of OT cyber incidents. Like, what's the dollar cost if our chillers go down for 12 hours due to an attack?
Putting a price tag on the risk.
Exactly. Which really helps justify security budgets to the board. And as we said, the insurance industry is asking for proof of controls. That focuses minds too.
And what about inside the organizations themselves? How are they restructuring to handle this?
Big changes there. Fortinet found that 95% of organizations plan to put OT security under the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer, probably within the next year or so.
Wow, taking it away from just the facilities team.
Right, bringing it under centralized cybersecurity governance. And that leads to really important cross-pollination. Now you have IT security folks involved when buying new generators or cooling systems, asking about the built-in security features. That wasn't happening before.
And the facility staffs.
Upskilling. Huge push for facility engineers to get cybersecurity training. Certifications like the SANS GICSP Global Industrial Cybersecurity Professional are becoming really valuable, merging skill sets.
So it's not just tech, it's people and process changes too. And you mentioned regulations.
Yeah, that's becoming a major driver, especially in Europe. New rules like the NIS2 Directive and DORA for the financial sector. These classify many data center and cloud providers as essential services, which means they have to meet higher cybersecurity standards, including for their operational resilience. OT security is squarely in scope.
So regulation is forcing their hand alongside customer demands.
Absolutely. Customers want assurance their providers are resilient. All these factors together, they're driving significant budget increases for OT protection. Threat intelligence, incident response retainer specific to OT, it's all growing.
So it sounds like OT security spending is really taking off then.
Definitely a notable uptick since around 2022. Analysts see double-digit growth in this market segment. The broader cybersecurity market is expanding to properly cover these cyber-physical systems, an area that, frankly, lagged behind for years but is now catching up fast, really out of necessity.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up, bring it all together. The core message seems pretty clear. OT cybersecurity isn't some niche sideline anymore. For data centers, it's front and center. Threats to the physical plant HVAC, power, cooling are real, they're growing, and the impact of an attack there could be just as bad, maybe worse, than a classic data breach.
That sums it up well. The key takeaways for you listening. One, data center OT systems. They're not safe behind mythical air gaps anymore. They're connected. They're vulnerable. Two, attacking OT can cause severe physical damage and huge financial fallout. Long outages, broken equipment, massive disruption downstream. And three, because of that, operators are now actively investing, closing that security gap with new tech, better practices, and applying real cybersecurity discipline to the physical environment, just like they do for IT.
So here's something to think about next time you're streaming a movie or accessing your cloud files or using online banking. Think about the sheer effort going into protecting the actual physical building housing all those servers. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? We built these amazing digital fortresses, but maybe forgot to put a decent lock or a firewall on the thermostat or the power supply. This once overlooked corner of cybersecurity, it's becoming absolutely central to the resilience and the trust we all place in our digital world.